As voting day approaches for this year's midterm elections, polls show the GOP's advantage in many key congressional races is narrowing. And when it comes to polling and politics, few can parse the numbers as well as statistician Nate Silver. He's the founder of the 538 blog, now hosted by the New York Times. He's on the phone. Welcome back to the program, Nate.
Yeah, thank you.
Your research shows improved polling numbers for a handful of Democratic Senate candidates. An NPR poll released this past week also found that Democrats are closing the gap in some races. What's happening? Can you break this down for us?
Well, the Senate's a little bit easier to break down because you can go kind of on a race-by-race basis. One thing that's happening is Democrats on the West Coast look to be doing a bit better than they had been. Meanwhile, you have other races like West Virginia, which are moving in different directions. So, I mean, if Republicans can't win races like a California or West Virginia, they probably can't get to 51 senators. We still think they have a chance to take the Senate, maybe at, you know, a 1-in-6 chance or so. But clearly, I think their focus is more on the House now, and it does look like there are enough places where Democrats have gained ground in the Senate that it feels a little bit safer for them than it might have earlier.
Let's talk about one close Senate race, Nevada. The Republican Sharon Engel and the Democrat Harry Reid are neck and neck. Is it too early to call a favorite?
Yeah, I think in Nevada, that's a state that probably even on election morning, there won't be a clear favorite necessarily. They don't particularly like either of them. You know, somehow they have to choose one or the other. Usually an incumbent like Harry Reid, where you have an approval rating of 40% or so, wouldn't get reelected. But, you know, people have real doubts about Sharon Engel. There was a poll that came out a month or two ago that said of the people who are voting for her, not the ones who are voting against her, two-thirds would rather have seen another Republican nominated in her place, which is a statistic I've rarely seen. You know, the debate, which occurred on Thursday night, kind of both candidates did fairly poorly, according to most observers. So I don't know. I think this is a case where we'll really have to see what happens on election day when voters go into their polling place and decide, you know, do I pick the rock or the hard place.
Well, you know, Nate, your forecasts are only as good as your polling data, and you wrote a post about the failure of pollsters to use cell phones in their survey samples. I mean, many firms only call landline numbers to poll potential voters. How does that skew the numbers?
Well, people who use cell phones tend to be younger. They tend to be more urban, more likely to be minorities, and all these factors correlate with voting for Democrats, so that can create some problems. Pollsters try and wait for demographics. So let's say a pollster does not get enough young people on the phone. What they'll do is say, okay, well, we got only half as many young people as we know we should have from the Census Bureau data, right? So we'll take the ones we got and count them double. But what a study by Pew Research found is that even if you apply that adjustment, you still come up a little short, and maybe you create a little bit of a bias in the poll that would favor a bias toward Republican candidates, being that Democrat candidates might be underrated by polls that don't include cell phones, which a lot of polls don't. Some polls do include cell phones. You know, Gallup does, the New York Times does. But I don't know. It's something the pollsters are going to have to reconcile with in the long term, because every year the percentage of people who rely on cell phones goes up and up.
So based on your forecasting, I'm going to put you in the hot seat. Which party will gain control of the House and Senate on November 2nd?
Well, you know, we try and be at least somewhat humble about what we know and what we don't know. So we put kind of, you know, probability ranges on this. And we think right now for the House, Republicans have about a 75% chance. For the Senate, we think Democrats have about an 80-85% chance of holding.
Nate Silver is the founder of the 538 blog hosted by the New York Times. Nate, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.